Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Healthcare leaders are increasingly concerned about the possible closures of Steward Healthcare's 9 hospitals in Massachusetts. State officials say they're working to ensure that jobs and access to healthcare aren't disrupted by Steward's financial difficulties. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
The state has been scrambling to figure out what to do since Steward said its financial losses jeopardize operations in Massachusetts. Massachusetts Medical Society President Dr. Barbara Spivak says hospitals are already strained.
The thought that Steward is in financial crisis and is considering closing facilities is a very frightening thought, that no matter where they would consider closing something, it will create an undue burden.
Spivak is hopeful the state will take steps to preserve Steward hospitals, which serve tens of thousands of patients and employ about 14,000 people in eastern Massachusetts. Tim Foley is with the union representing about 5,000 Steward workers.
We're working with our members, the governor and the secretary and everyone in between, to make sure that there's a plan in place to ensure that care can continue in these important communities, and that we maintain these critical healthcare jobs.
Legislative leaders and the governor's office say they're working on several options, awaiting to see what steps Steward takes. Some of those involved in the talks say Steward has indicated it must come up with a plan to satisfy its creditors by next week. They say options include dividing Steward hospitals among existing healthcare systems or some type of temporary state takeover. State Senator Julian Sear, who leads the legislature's Public Health Committee, says lawmakers are determining what action they might take.
We're watching the situation closely, and I think there's really sort of two pieces here, right? One relates to the specific hospital system, and then the second piece is going forward, how do we prevent this from happening again?
Steward has shown signs of distress for years. Earlier this month, its landlord said Steward owes $50 million in back rent. State officials say Steward has long concealed its finances. In 2016, the state sued Steward for not providing financial data as other hospitals do. Steward argued that as a for-profit, it didn't have to. That litigation still pending. Ray Campbell was involved in that legal fight as head of the Center for Health Information Analysis, which collects state hospital data. Campbell, now an instructor at Harvard School of Public Health, says there are lessons to be learned from Steward's difficulties.
Private equity and for-profit investments in healthcare need to be scrutinized very carefully because the objectives and the dynamics aren't necessarily the same.
Regardless of what happens, Campbell and many others say the situation with Steward should prompt improvements to state healthcare oversight and regulation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.